For Lindsay Swaim, the return of the Prince Rupert ferry route means she can see family again.
It means everything to me. I can go down and visit my grandma, who I haven't seen in over 2 years.
Her parents are in Prince Rupert taking care of her grandmother, who's in her 90s. Swaim says without the ferry, travel was impractical.
In order to see her, I'd have to fly to Seattle, Seattle to Vancouver, Vancouver all the way to Prince Rupert on a prop plane, and that's just pretty ridiculous when a ferry can go there in 6 hours.
Swaim was one of the 83 passengers who rode the ferry Matanuska to Prince Rupert. It's the first run since ferry officials put the route on hold in September 2019 over a dispute over whether U.S. Customs officials could carry firearms. But now, after some security upgrades at the terminal, the route is back on. Scott Milner is another passenger waiting to board outside Ketchikan's ferry terminal. He says the return of the shortest ferry route connecting Ketchikan with the North American road system means he can take his 8 dogs to agility competitions down south again.
Probably the most famous is Bolt, who won the United States Dog Agility Pairs competition at their World Games in Phoenix, Arizona in 2016. Angus is a AKC Masters Agility Champion. And then we have 2 new puppies that we're just training up, and that's kind of what this trip's about.
He's planning a month-long road trip through Canada and several states with his 4 Chihuahuas and 4 Shetland Sheepdogs. Janita Odell is also planning a road trip. After driving down to Seattle for a doctor's appointment, she says she's planning to drop off a vehicle at a family member's house in Idaho in preparation for another trip next month. She says it's her 4-year-old daughter Merritt's first time on a state ferry.
These are the kinds of experiences it's pretty hard for us to be able to give her, because we definitely can't afford to put a trailer and the truck going down to Bellingham and then take 2 weeks for a family vacation and then come back up. It's totally undoable, so this makes things a lot more accessible for us.
State Representative Dan Ortez was also aboard the first run to BC. The Ketchikan Independent says the return of the Prince Rupert route is a big deal for Southeast Alaska.
For lots of reasons, history, culture, the whole thing. You know, Prince Rupert has been an important part of the total package that the Marine Highway System has offered over the years. And when it wasn't there, boy, did I hear about people missing it. So it's really important.
Ortez says it's also a way for him to visit constituents. He plans to visit the tiny hamlet of Hyder for the first time in 2 years. Everyone I spoke with was glad to see the Prince Rupert route back online, but there's one consistent complaint. Residents say they wish there were more runs. There are just 7 round-trip voyages scheduled through September, or about 2 a month. State transportation officials say they're hoping to schedule more frequent calls after some ships are overhauled and brought back online. The fall and winter schedule is due out in August. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.